It's Friday, February 20th, 2026, and apparently it's National Love Your Pet Day. Which feels right, because the AI internet is currently adopting brand new digital humans like their rescue puppies. This is CoeyCast, I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. Also, it's National Cherry Pie Day, which is perfect because this whole week has been flaky, like exciting, but you touch it and it crumbles into brand risk.
Facts. Also, quick heads up, this episode is made end-to-end by machines. Robots did the prep, the draft, the flow, the whole thing. If it gets a little uncanny, that's not a bug, that's the point.
Yeah, if the conversation suddenly starts active listening at you with intense eye contact, blame the pipeline.
Speaking of, big story. Tavus dropped Phoenix 4, a real-time digital human rendering model. They're pushing micro-expressions, eye contact, low latency, and 1080p output full HD in real-time.
And Anom.ai dropped Kara 3, same vibe. Real-time avatar, super fast response, better lip sync, more emotion. The video-first AI crowd is like, voice assistants are dead, long live FaceTime with a bot.
Then you've got Ganani.ai on the audio side, specifically their Vachana TTS, doing zero-shot voice cloning across 12 Indic languages, and the word sovereign is doing a lot of work there. Regional language performance and in-country data hosting are becoming real differentiators.
Okay, Hunt. Here's the question everyone avoids because it's not sexy. What's the first boring operational reality that kills the magic when you try to ship one of these digital humans?
Reliability. Not the model demo. The whole system in production.
Yeah.
Latency spikes, dropped frames, audio desync, and suddenly your human looks like they got possessed mid-demo. And it gets worse when you add tool calls. Like, the avatar is fine, but the brain is waiting on your CRM, your knowledge base, your calendar, your permissions.
Wait, yes. Also approvals, because marketing teams can barely approve a static landing page hero image without 14 comments. Now you're telling legal, brand, and security that the spokesperson is interactive, can say new sentences, and can emote?
Exactly. The operational reality is not, can we render pores? It's, can we govern behavior? You need a conversation policy, you need a content boundary, you need escalation paths, and logs. Like real logs, not, trust me, bro.
And cost. People forget real-time video is expensive. If your top of funnel is massive, you might be paying to render a human face for someone who is just doom-scrolling and will bounce in 3 seconds.
Yup. So the first place this wins is not broad awareness. It's high-intent moments. Sales calls, onboarding, customer success, maybe internal training. Places where a human-like interface actually reduces friction and the traffic volume is bounded.
Okay, but we keep hearing micro-expressions and active listening are the differentiator. How do we prove this converts better than a good landing page plus a chatbot? Not vibes. Not it felt more human.
You treat it like an experiment. Same offer, same audience, same channel. One experience is standard page and text chat, the other is video agent. Then you look at boring metrics, completion rate, qualified lead rate, time to resolution, and the number of handoffs to a human rep.
And I'd add watch replays, like actually watch sessions. Because the conversion lift, if it happens, will be because the avatar handles objections better, or because users reveal intent faster when they feel like they're talking to someone.
Great point. And you can also test humanness without going full deepfake. Even a stylized avatar can outperform if it's responsive, clear, and has good turn-taking. A lot of uncanny valley comes from timing, not visuals.
Hold up, timing is huge. The uncanny valley is still alive. It's just wearing better lighting and a TikTok beauty filter. The tell is always the eyes. The gaze is either too perfect or too vacant, or the smile hits and the rest of the face doesn't join the party.
Totally. And there's another tell. Interruption etiquette. Humans do these little overlaps and pauses. If the agent talks over you like a podcast co-host who's had 3 energy drinks,
excuse you, I have never.
Then it feels fake instantly. Real-time active listening is as much about when not to speak as it is about expressions.
Okay, infinite variance. Kara 3 style systems can spin up endless spokesperson versions. Where's the line between personalization and we just invented infinite brand risk?
The line is when personalization changes claims, tone, or implied endorsement. If you're swapping language and the face and the vibe to match a segment, that can be fine. But if the agent starts behaving differently for different people, you can accidentally create inconsistent promises.
Or you accidentally A/B test your way into unethical persuasion. Like, this version is extra empathetic, this one is extra urgent, this one is flirty. Congratulations, you reinvented dark patterns, but in HD.
And that's why disclosure norms matter. I'm pretty hardline. If it's a synthetic spokesperson, label it. Always. Not just in ads. Everywhere the user might reasonably assume it's a real person.
People hate labels, though. Marketers are like, but it'll hurt conversions. And I'm like, Okay, but don't ask, don't tell is just wait for the scandal strategy.
Exactly. Trust is the moat. If you're using a video agent for onboarding, say it's AI, then make it good. The win isn't tricking people, it's serving them faster.
Let's talk closed vendors versus open stacks. Who wins once legal and brand teams realize we don't control the model is not a strategy.
Near-term, closed vendors win distribution because they're turnkey. You get the avatar, the hosting, the latency tuning, the nice dashboard. But mid-term, bigger companies start wanting self-host or at least strong controls. Not because they're nerds, because they need auditability, data boundaries, and predictable behavior.
So like the history of the cloud, right? First, everyone goes SaaS because it's easy. Then the serious teams go hybrid because the stakes rise.
Exactly. And this stacks with what we've been talking about lately. Agents, orchestration, and tool governance. The avatar is just the front end. The real product is your automation system behind it.
Zooming out for a sec, the ecosystem's been moving fast. We've had model and agent chatter nonstop. Multi-agent workflows are getting normalized, and long context tool use is making these systems way more capable. At the same time, we're seeing more legal pressure around training data and rights in audio and media, which makes provenance and disclosure feel less optional. And in video specifically, image to video and world model style hype keeps rising, but the practical winners are the ones that slot into workflows without melting your ops team.
And on X, the mood is basically uncanny valley is over, followed by someone posting a clip where the avatar is slightly too alive and everyone goes, actually, never mind. That whiplash is real.
Okay, synthetic social engineering. If anyone can spin up a persuasive, camera-ready video agent, how do you stop it from becoming the default growth hack?
You can't fully stop it, but you can make it harder to weaponize at scale. Companies need consent workflows for voice and likeness, clear disclosure, and internal rules like no one-to-one sales outreach from a synthetic human unless the user opted in.
And platforms are going to have to enforce provenance signals. Even if detection is imperfect, you need friction. Right now, it's too easy to clone vibes.
On the voice side, Ganani's announcement is a reminder that language nuance is not a nice to have. The hardest non-technical problem might actually be executive respect, like not treating regional languages as a checkbox. If your voice agent butchers dialect, you lose trust instantly.
Also, consent. Voice cloning is emotionally intimate. People will freak out if they hear themselves selling something they didn't approve, especially in phone-first markets where WhatsApp and calls drive acquisition.
So last one, what gets automated first and what becomes more valuable?
Automated first. Basic customer success triage, onboarding walkthroughs, scheduling, FAQ handling, lead qualification. Anything repetitive with a script.
More valuable. Brand editors, creative directors, and ops people who can design guardrails. Also, honestly, real humans on camera who are trusted. Because as synthetic gets easier, authenticity becomes premium.
The real flex is going to be, we use AI everywhere, but we're honest about it, and we still have taste.
That's the vibe. All right, go hug your pet, eat some cherry pie, maybe a muffin if you're feeling chaotic.
And please don't clone your dog's voice. I'm begging.
Thanks for hanging with us on CoeyCast. Subscribe so you don't miss the next one and check out coey.com/resources for AI news and updates. Catch you next time.